Let's Talk. Did you all see or talk with your family over the Thanksgiving holiday? I hope it was a blessed time for you. Our earthly families are so important to us. Today in part four of God Cares for You, we will talk about how God cares for us by making us part of His family. In Matthew 6:9, we read that Jesus taught His disciples how to address God. So let's read that together. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. We see that we are to address God with our Father in heaven. This indicates that God is our Heavenly Father. Is it true that God is everyone's Father? Let's flip over to John 8:42-44 and read that, and we'll find out the answer there. Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from God and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but He sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies." So, the answer to the question, is it true that God is everyone's father, is no. Satan is the father of anyone who has not been saved, or who has not given their life to Jesus, or who is not a follower of Jesus. You might ask, how does someone become a member of God's family? We are born into God's family by God's power and by God's will for us to receive Christ. Let's read John 1, verses 12 through 13. It says, "But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." So that's how we can become a child of God. Look with me at Romans 8 and verses, let's see, 15 through 17. "For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with Him in order that we may also be glorified with Him." So some of the advantages of being a true child of God are that we don't have a spirit of slavery or fear. And we do have the confidence that comes with being a child of God. We are heirs of our Heavenly Father and heirs with Christ. We will be glorified with Him. Do you know for sure that you are a child of God? It's very important for you as a Christian to be assured that God is your Father and that you have eternal life. This assurance must depend on the Word of God. In 1 John 5:13, it says, "I write these things to you who believe, that you may know that you have eternal life." Please allow me to read three more scriptures for you that will help you know for sure that you are a child of God. John 5:24 says, "I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life." 1 John 5:11-12 says, "And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Revelation 3:20 says, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will go in and eat with him and he with me." Again, it is so important that you know without a shadow of a doubt that you are a child of God. Please make sure. If you have any doubts or questions, please call me. Call and speak with one of our pastors. They or me will be happy, more than happy, to talk to you and talk through your doubts, and we'll help you to be certain that God cares for you. As we end our thoughts on God cares for you, I want you to remember these points. God created you for His own purpose and His glory. He gave you dignity by shaping you after His own likeness. God considers you to be of great value. He takes personal interest in knowing you completely. He loves you so intensely that He sent His Son to die for you on the cross. This demonstration of His love shows He wants to give you an eternal and abundant life. When God gave you this life in Jesus Christ, you were spiritually born into God's family. He's your Father, and you are His child. Tune in next week.